Blog Talk Radio.
Are you live?
Yep. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, July 20th. And it's my birthday today, as I am a wonderful 31 years old today. 31. Think about that for a minute. And I know some of you might be thinking, you calling yourself old yet? No. And to think about it, I should have been dead a long time ago, because I was never supposed to make it this far. Originally, I was supposed to die at a very young age, then a little older, then like at 12. They had told us when I was like 4, 5, 6 that I would die at the age of 12. They're wrong by 19 years. 31 and still going strong, praise God. And I just have to say, you know, God is so good, you know, to me. He's led me through a lot. He didn't cause all the suffering that I went through, you know, and the different things I've suffered with. And when I was little, all the different, so the many, many, many surgeries that I had to deal with. You know, but it was, but God got me through all of it, and He's always been there for me. He always has. And tonight is not going to be a super long show by any stretch of the imagination, but it is going to. I did this. I'm doing this tonight because I want to encourage you. And what I want to encourage you in is that God is on your side, no matter what it is you're going through. It doesn't matter. God can be there for you. No matter what that big storm is that's staring at you in the face, God's got you covered. God's got you covered. If only you serve Him and ask Jesus into your life, into your heart. If you have Him in your heart, you can have all His benefits. You can have all His benefits and His security and His, you know, everything that He has. And yes, we're going to party a little bit here. We're going to have some good food and some fireworks. And then we went on the boat on a paddle boat race earlier. Our team won by quite a bit. We didn't cheat, though. Last year, we did a paddle boat race and the other boat tried to cheat. We still won, though. But we won. But part of it might have been that, I don't know, maybe the fact that a lot of who was on that boat was younger. I don't know. Nick, we'll have to split it up a bit more so it can be more even. So that way, you know, it's all fair. But it's been a good birthday.
31 and counting.
For me, 31 and counting, and of course, I think I think the best days are still to come, of course. Yes, I do. Don't let all that noise bug you. It's just stuff being, things being made ready, as they say. Like I said, we're going to have some good food. My grandpa is even here tonight. My grandpa from up in the Cadillac area, he's down here in Clarkston for a couple days. As my aunt, who he normally stays with, is on vacation. So he's hanging out with my parents for a couple days. And so am I tonight, as we're having my wonderful birthday party to celebrate me. Of course, remember the book, The Rivers of Miracles, and you can go to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out more information about the book and to buy the book. As the book is the story of my life and my mom's perseverance, because my mom, she's proven that we can win battles, as have I too now. And that book talks about my life, and what has happened. Tomorrow, when I come on, I'm going to talk about that. Of course, keep invasion in your prayers. That'll be going on tomorrow night through Friday night. Pray that that any plan that the enemy has is brought to naught, and that invasion just goes very smooth. That, of course, pray that it is not shut down, because just with what we're dealing with right now, we just have to pray. And we have to remember, of course, every day at noon we need to curse the virus, call it gone. As I said, I've got that alarm on my phone. And then every day read Psalm 23 out loud so your family can hear it. And then also read Psalm 91. Daily. And so, like I said, just we got to keep fighting. We got to keep charging along, keep doing our, because if we let down our guard and quit cursing that virus, then it couldn't be pretty. But if the people of God raise their voices and curse the virus, and more people in America, if they, turn to Jesus and pray and repent of their sins, God will see the repentance, and the flag will be pulled off the land by God. Because God said, I am waking up my people. I also heard from someone else, I'm sifting my people. I am separating the wheat from the tares. The weeds. I'm separating the wheat from the weeds. That's what Jesus said he's doing. And I know that one person I follow, he said, of course, though, in the last days, he said, and I quote, the end is not yet. When I hear the end is not yet, I'm sure that means it could still be in a couple months. What do you think? Maybe. But obviously Jesus said we do not know the day or the hour. Even though he said the end is not yet, I mean, that still means he's coming very soon. Very, 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 very soon. I don't know if that means next week, next month, 2 months, 3 months, a year. I tell you, with this mark of the beast thing, with the mark of the beast, it could, that would make it really soon if that happens. But thing about my life, when I was born, the first surgery I had was when I was 3 days old, so I could suck. When I was 10 days old, I had to have a surgery so I could swallow. And I was born with my jaws where my ears should have been. I mean, should have been like where it's supposed to be. And then other deformities. When I was at a very young age, like a year old, I was dealing with seizures. When I was 3 months old, I lost my eyesight. When I was almost 2 years old, I had cancer of the colon lining. It was found when we were in the bathroom of Auburn McDonald's. And then one time when I was in Chattanooga, I was supposed to be in surgery for like 3-4 hours, turned into like 19 hours, if not more. And my heart had stopped during surgery. So my mom, of course, they prayed. And I had said to my mom, the angels are going back with me to surgery. The angels are going back with me to surgery. I remember that's what I told my mom before I went back. Good thing I said that instead of another time when I said, I want a drink. Because I remember one time the last thing I said was, I want a drink. But then I didn't know at the time because I was little, but of course later on I realized that, you know, after midnight when you go into surgery, you're not supposed to have anything to eat or drink. What did I want? Probably some apple juice or milk. Not Sprite yet because I hadn't eaten. But some, like, apple juice. You say, why do you say Sprite and not your Coke? I was a little guy at the time. And when I was that age, my sort of choice was a Sprite. And mind you, the first bottle plant of America for the Coca-Cola company was actually in Chattanooga, Tennessee. That was something else. Oh, this is something else. But like I said, it. And then, but another one of those surgeries, they were able to connect my left ear, like the part to my left ear. It makes it so I can hear good. They were able to connect it, which was a complete miracle. And I was so thrilled that I could hear, couldn't stop listening to the Bible. I remember for a couple nights, my mom had to remind me later, much later on, that for a couple nights, wasn't it like a struggle for a couple nights, Mom? Like, Riv, go to sleep. Riv, go to sleep now, please. Please go to sleep now. Wasn't it? For a couple of nights there, Mom? But for a couple of nights, obviously she couldn't scream. We were in the hospital. When I was little and I could finally hear those first couple of nights that you kept trying to get me to go to sleep, like, was it like super pressuring? Like, Riv, go to sleep now. Riv, please go to sleep now. Please go to sleep now.
Yes, because you were in a hospital room where there was three other children recovering from surgery as well, and they could not sleep because you were listening to the Bible. And so they wanted it quiet, and you didn't want to stop listening because you were so happy to listen, to hear.
Was that, did I end up saying, like, can we turn it down?
I think that they got you.
Was they saying it or was I saying it too?
Yeah, but
I thought I was saying, like, can we turn it down?
I think you couldn't hear it any lower because your head was all wrapped up recovering from surgery.
Okay. So that's why it could not work to have it turned down.
Right.
But that was such a miracle for the couple nights there. It was like, go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Stop listening to the Bible.
Even though
it was so amazing, it was so great to see you so happy.
Didn't they end up having to give me medicine so that I would actually go to sleep?
They actually did the third night.
They put me under sedation, but only for night.
Right.
And then they ended up having to wear it back off.
Yes, Andy Rivers, your whole life has been miracle after miracle, and the goodness of God on your life is absolutely amazing, and I saw all those miracles. I'm the most privileged mom I know because I saw so many miracles. I witnessed the hand of God on your life over and over and over, miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle. So I wrote a book called Rivers of Miracles.
Yep.
Yes. And Rivers, I want all of your listeners to read that book because it gives God all the glory for all that he has done in your life. And the account, it's like some people that have read the book say that every page is another miracle.
Yes.
Because of the faithfulness of God. But Rivers, you fought. You fought to live. You had faith. As a very young child, you believed that you would live and not die. You believed that Jesus was your healer. You believed that you would see. And you still believe.
Yes. And I used to say it even like they're in that hospital room in Tennessee.
Yes.
And even when maybe I couldn't say it out loud because maybe I was sedated, you felt like I was saying it in my spirit, ma'am.
Yes. The food is like 5 minutes from being ready.
But,
how should we do that?
Yep. We,
and then can you come back and sing later?
I'll be ready in 5 minutes. I might be able to. I have to see. And at 7:15, this thing's up.
Oh, okay.
At 7:15, this thing
That's
is up.
10 minutes. That's not even 10 minutes.
So
we will hold the food until you are arrived.
But like I said, listeners, like the story of my life has been about miracles that Jesus has done for me,
yeah.
And of course. If there's something I really want all of you to get out of this, the victory is greater than the battle.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
The victory is greater than the battle.
Amen.
I think that's what we're going to find with COVID.
Oh, yeah. And one day, Rivers, when you see your mama, when you see your brother, when you see your daddy, when you see us, your family, we will all stand and say, the victory is greater than the battle. Because Rivers, watching God be God in your life is proof that God is alive and He is real and He does miracles today. But on the day that you see all of us and you are completely whole, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be so amazing. And it's going to happen soon. I absolutely believe it. Any minute.
Yeah.
Any time. This is a healing time. Because COVID spread the world, all over the world. So does the miracles of God. Restoration. Greater.
And just like what I've heard a couple preachers say, like, January to April was going to be, you know, one thing. May to August was going to be a time of recovery, but of course the enemy is trying to get in the way of that, but he's going to fail.
Yes.
Amen. He's going to fail.
He always fails.
Okay.
Because he's a thief and a liar.
And then September to December on into 2021 is going to be a time of restitution.
Glory, hallelujah.
That restitution, that does that. In your mind, that means that the devil's gonna be paying back.
Yeah.
And that means we're gonna see miracles. I think that means we're gonna see economic rebound to a degree that you haven't seen in a long time. Is that what you think part of that means? Like that. And that we'll see restitution and restoration, and I believe that God is doing things that the devil has to pay back everything he stole from my life sevenfold, not seven times. If you just say seven times and make it a multiplication thing, then you're cheating yourself, because it's greater than that. It's actually greater than that. And I'm so glad that Dr. Barclay took the time to explain that to us. And that it's much more than just seven times. It's sevenfold. Because seven times, well, still great. It's not the full scope of it. It's not the full scope. I'm gonna have to call it a night, and I'll be back with you folks tomorrow, and I'll tell you a bit more about my story because I told you a good amount, it's always good, you know, when you get to testify about what God's done and about what He's made me into. And so, praise God. Praise God. And I want to leave you with one song, and then I'm gonna bless you and let y'all go. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Lord, bless those who tuned in tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you healed these listeners. I mean, that you strengthened them. Thank you, Lord God, for everything you're doing in these people. Thank you that those who don't know you as their Lord and Savior will give their life to you now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is just upon every one of these people. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great testimony that I have in you. In Jesus' name, amen. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.